quiet.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. My 7-year-old son, I tried to get him ready for Martin Luther King weekend. And so I went trying to give him a history of what happened.
And for what weekend?
Martin Luther King, for school. And I pull out the encyclopedia and I started showing him the history of slavery. And he had that look. He just didn't want to hear it. And I had this gut feeling that...
That you were telling a story that your inner being would never tell him.
Would never
tell. Because none of that has anything to do with him. So why activate that within him and give him that burden to carry?
Because I wanted to prepare him at home before he gets it in school. I wanted him to be...
He could go to school and daydream. And he will, unless you prepare him and tell him that he really needs to pay attention to all of the nitty-gritty of things. In other words, the socialization is an interesting thing, isn't it? It's a catalyst to make you identify who you are. But this is a big topic. This is the topic that the friend before and the friend before was talking about. In other words, that heritage that you are receiving from your family. In other words, son, these are things that I felt bad about, and my mother before me, and her mother before her, and her mother before her, and occasional father. All of us have felt bad about these things. And we are wanting to make sure that you too feel bad about this.
So do we just not talk about it, and if he hears it?
The feeling in your gut is telling you, you're telling a story that the source within you does not tell. So when you push forward with those kinds of stories, you separate yourself from who you are, you see.
Yes. Okay. Okay, I guess he'll deal with it.
He won't have to deal with it. So
it'll show up in social studies, and you know what I mean? Like, it'll show up in subjects. And I wanted him to be empowered, to be an empowered human being, so when he hears it, he deals with it from a place of empowerment.
So you would like to give him the empowered version?
Okay.
Because when you give him the empowered version, it won't feel like a knot in your stomach when you give it to him.
Right.
So the empowered version goes like this. The story through the eyes of Source goes like this. All of us are born into this environment of contrast, and some of us really hit the ground running. And there was a man that you will hear a lot about. His name was Martin Luther King, and he was such a man. He was born understanding that things could be so much better than they were. And he, rather early in age, after a lot of struggle and living with things that were unjust, which I don't want to go into, he discovered in all of that an idea that was so much bigger and so much brighter that he gave his undivided attention to that dream. In fact, he became famous for that dream. He gave speeches about that dream, and people gathered from far and wide because they so loved hearing him talk about what was coming, because in his talking about what was coming, he distracted them from what was, and everyone felt uplifted about it. But he practiced it for a while, and as long as he was telling the story to himself and to those who were close, to those that really believed the dream with him, he held himself in vibrational alignment with the dream. I practice that every day, son, say to your child. I practice that every day. It is my quest to stay in vibrational alignment with my dream and not let the reality of what is bind me. Mm-hmm. I want to be progressive and continue to move beyond. Mm-hmm. And then this dear man, I suspect that what happened was that as he got out there with so many others looking at him, that somehow, some way, he lost sight of his dream momentarily. He became his stream moved faster and faster and faster and faster. But he was surrounded by those that he began, even though it was never his plan to do it, to begin to push against. And when one pushes against in a very fast-moving stream, abrupt things happened. He was shot, say to your son. He was shot by those who did not understand him and though by those who did not even want to understand him. And in one fell swoop, this man who had conjured and given birth to this magnificent dream reemerged powerfully into the non-physical where he lives it fully. say to